It's all your fault, Tennessee protesters blame NRA, House Speaker for gun deaths. By Spencer Lindquist on April 7, 2023. Protesters inside the Tennessee State Capitol blamed the National Rifle Association and Speaker of the House Cameron Sexton for the death of six victims who were killed by a transgender shooter. Demonstrators gathered inside the Tennessee State Capitol on Thursday ahead of a vote to expel three Democrat state representatives who disrupted the chamber while advocating for increased gun control measures. Democrats in the Volunteer State have turned their attention to gun control after a transgender shooter targeted a Christian school, taking the lives of three young children and three adults. Though the shooter left behind a manifesto, it has not been released to the public. Protesters blamed the National Rifle Association, NRA, chanting, "Hey, hey, NRA, how many kids have you killed today?" They also chanted, "Sexton, Sexton, Sexton, you suck. It's all your fault. It's all your fault." Protesters have placed no such blame at the feet of transgender ideology, which has recently adopted increasingly hostile rhetoric. In fact, at least one protester held a sign that read "Protect Trans Kids." Multiple other protesters were seen wearing shirts with pro-transgender slogans. Earlier this week, March for Our Lives hosted a protest in front of the Tennessee State Capitol to advocate for increased restrictions on gun rights. A group calling themselves the Coalition Against Moral Panic dressed up as trans angels and used the event to promote transgenderism only a week after a transgender mass shooter targeted a Christian school. One of their signs read "Angels for Trans Liberation." They also passed out flyers that read, "We reject the binary definition of sex and call in respect for the beautiful diversity of sex and gender, as well as, we reject the discrimination of trans youth." Another section stated, "We reject the dismantling of gender-affirming care." One speaker at the event complained about violence against those who identify as transgender, remarking, "When we talk about violence prevention, it means gun violence prevention, but it also means talking about violence against my trans siblings," she screamed before going on to yell, "There is a buildup of fascism happening right here, and if we don't do shit, it is only going to continue." Meanwhile, at an earlier protest inside the Tennessee Capitol, some protesters held up seven fingers in a moment of silence to memorialize the transgender shooter along with her victims. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Spencer LNDQST and reach out at Lindquist@Breitbart.com.